This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Now, mostly dry weather continued across the Columbia Basin this past weekend, except for the far southeast areas where Walla Walla and Weston received a quarter to half inch. Good drying conditions much of this week through the weekend will continue to allow field work and spring planting to proceed. Now look for a weak frontal system to bring only scattered light showers this afternoon and another front Friday and Sunday, but total rainfall should be less than a tenth of an inch and mainly near the Cascades and Blues. Daytime temperatures will be mainly in the 70s through Thursday, which is about 8 to 10 degrees above normal. Temperatures will then cool this weekend to slightly below normal values. Soil temperatures are currently in the upper 50s to mid 60s and should warm another 3 to 5 degrees this week and then retreat to the lower to mid 50s early next week. Spring grains, potatoes, corn, and early season garden vegetables should be able to germinate. Freezing nighttime temperatures, though, are still possible in the more frost-prone areas, especially next week, so hold off on tender plants or be prepared to protect them. Generally light winds in the mornings will allow chemical applications through Thursday, and then stronger breezes will return this weekend and early next week. For AgInfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.